This week's CD is Parshas Truma, and we are going to focus our shir in chapter 25, verse number 10 and verse number 11. Parshas Truma deals about the building of the tabernacle and the first of the vessels that Hashem commanded us to build was the Aron, the Ark, and the psukim that we are going to analyze are discussing the Ark. The pasuk says, "Ve'asu Aron atzah shittim." They should make an ark of acacia wood or shittim wood. Amosayim vochetzi orkoi. The length should be 2 cubits and a half. Ve'ama vochetzi rochboi. And the width should be 1 cubit and a half. Ve'ama vochetzi koimosoi. And the height should be 1.5 cubits. The first question that we are going to ask is a question that most Meforshim ask. Is why in the Aron it's written ve'asu that they should make in the plural, when all the other vessels of the Mishkan is written in the singular. For example, on the table it's written on verse 23 ve'asiso shulchan, you should make at table, and so forth. By the menorah it's written on verse 31 ve'asiso, you should make a menorah. Why here it's written ve'asu that they should make, which is referring to a plural, why the change regarding the ark? And the answer that the Mefarshim give, specifically the Ramban, is that since the ark is made to deposit the tablets, and the tablets are the written law, the Torah, then Hashem wants that everybody should have a part in the Torah. Therefore, Hashem told it in the plural that everybody could have a part in the Torah. As a matter of fact, there is 3 vessels that have crowns. The Aron, it's written in the next pasuk, Vasisa Olav, Zeir Zav, Saviv, you should make on them a crown of gold all the way around. The Shulchan, the table, has a crown on it. And also, the Mizbeach Azav, the golden altar, which was made to burn incense, 3 vessels were surrounded by a crown. And the Kli Yakar explains that this crown represents the 3 crowns that the Jewish people have. The Jewish people have the crown of kingdom, which belongs to David and his children. We have the crown of Kahuna, of priesthood, which belongs to Aharon and his children. And then there is the crown of Torah, which belongs to anybody who wants to learn Torah. Therefore, specifically regarding the Ark, it's written in the plural, to allude to that this is made for everybody and everybody has a portion in that Torah. And the Ramban brings a Medrash Rabbe who says that Omar Rav Yehuda bar Rav Shulam, that Rav Yehuda bar Rav Shulam says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Yavoyu Hakol v'Yisasku Ba'aron, that let everybody come and deal with the Aron, Sheyizku LeTorah, that everybody should merit to achieve Torah. And the Ramban concludes and he says that even though we know that Bezalel is the one that did the Aron, he is the one that did the Ark, then what does it mean that all of you should make the Ark? The Ramban answers, either it could mean that everybody should give at least a small gold vessel in order that it should go into the Ark, therefore every Jew literally built the Ark, or maybe the people should help Bezalel with their thought process and help Bezalel think the right thoughts when he built the Ark. This answer of the Ramban is very beautiful, but it requires more explanation, because we have a very strong question on this Ramban. Meaning, the Ramban seems to say that since everybody has a part on the Torah, therefore Hashem said that we should all work in the Torah in order for us to retain a part of the Torah. The problem is that besides the Aron, which was in the Holy of Holies, we have 3 other vessels which are in the Holies. Meaning inside the covered part of the tabernacle, there was 3 other vessels, and they are the menorah, which is written in this parsha. We have the shulchan, the table, which is also written in this parsha. And then we have the Mizbeach Azov, the golden altar, which is written in the next parsha. But nonetheless, we have these 3 vessels. And these 3 vessels represent the three pillars that the world stands: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Torah, service to Hashem, and acts of kindness. The golden menorah, which the purpose was to bring light, is representative of Torah, because the Torah is also symbolized as light in the verse Ki Neir Mitzvah VeTorah Or, a candle is a mitzvah, but the Torah is light. Then we see that light refers to Torah. The Shulchan, the table where the showbread were placed on top, represented the person's livelihood, the person's parnasa. And since normally a person does acts of kindness with his livelihood, with his parnasa, with his money, and by giving food to the poor, then Gemilas Chasadim is represented by the Shulchan, by the table. And the golden altar represented Avodah, service to Hashem. Therefore, all three pillars that the world stands on, as the Mishnah in Avos chapter 1, Mishnah 2, says in the name of Shimon HaTzadik, were represented by the vessels in the holies. According to this, Mefarshim asked on the Ramban that since the menorah is a representative of the Torah, and since the Ramban says that Hashem wants to let us know that in regards to the Torah, everybody is included, everybody has a portion in the Torah, then why is the mitzvah, the commandment to build the menorah, in the singular? It should be written in the plural, in the same way as when Hashem told us to build the ark, He put it in the plural. True that Mefarshim asked, besides that, why do we require to have two symbols for the Torah, meaning we have the ark as a symbol for the Torah, and we have the menorah as a symbol for the Torah? And Mefarshim answered that the ark symbolizes the written law, because in the ark there was the physical tablets, whereas the menorah represents the oral law, because the menorah had all these flowers, all these intricacies in its build, therefore it represents the oral law. But since a Jew is supposed to learn the written law and the oral law, because one without the other do not make sense, then why is the commandment to build the menorah in the singular and not in the plural? Therefore, I wanted to say that you could interpret the Ramban in a different way, meaning that since we know that the word Israel is an acronym of Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisos HaTorah, that there is 600,000 letters for the Torah, which means that every Jew is equivalent to a single letter in the Torah. And since we just mentioned that the Ark represents the Torah Shebichsav, the written law, and in the written law we have 600,000 letters, which represents every single Jew, which represents the 600,000 Jews. Therefore, specifically regarding the Ark, which represents the written law, which every Jew really has a clear connection to it, because his letter is in the Torah, therefore, specifically regarding the Ark, it's written Ve'asu, that they should make, meaning that the Jewish people themselves should make the Ark, which represents the written law, because every Jew represents that letter in the Torah. Therefore, the collectivity of the Jewish people make the Torah. The Rachaim HaKodesh seems to give two answers which would answer this question, but the second answer will answer in a better way. The first answer of the Rachaim HaKodesh is that since we just mentioned that the Ark symbolizes the Torah, but not the Torah the way it's written. The Ark symbolizes the mitzvahs of the Torah, and it's impossible for a person to make all the mitzvahs of the Torah alone, meaning that in the Torah we have mitzvahs that apply to the Kohanim, we have mitzvahs that apply to the Levim, we have mitzvahs that apply to Israelim. Therefore, not one single person could achieve and make all 613 commandments. It requires to have a collectivity to be able to make the Torah, to be able to make the 613 commandments. Therefore, in regards to the Ark, where the making of the Ark symbolizes us making the mitzvahs of the Torah, Hashem specifically writes it in the plural to let you know that you have to join somebody and become a Arev to him, become a co-signer to him, make him like your messenger, like you are part of him, and that is the only way that you are able to make all the 613 commandments. That the only way that a person could achieve all the mitzvahs is if he joins with somebody else and he becomes part of somebody else. Therefore, it's written the also that you should make in the plural, because that is the only way that you could make all these commandments of the Torah. The Ruach HaKodesh adds that according to this, we could explain and answer a very strong question, meaning that it seems to be that the Torah starts in the plural but continues in the singular. Meaning that in Pasuk number 11, which is also going to be a Pasuk that we are going to analyze in this shiur, it's written, Vetzipisa oisoi zov tor, you should cover it with pure gold. Mibais umibachutz titzapenu, you should cover it inside and outside. Vasisa olav zeizor soviv, you should put on it a crown of gold all around. But all the commandments of this Pasuk are all written in the singular. Meaning, the Pasuk says, Vetzipisa, you should cover it with gold in the singular. Vasisa, you should make a crown, it's also in the singular. And so forth, the rest of the parsha was discussing how to do the rest of the things to the Aron are all in the singular. And the only thing that's written in the plural is the first Pasuk where it says, Vasu, that we should make an ark, that is in the plural. And the Ruach HaKodesh wants to understand why that is so. The Ruach HaKodesh explains that since all the other verses, but the first one, all refer to adornment done to the ark, which refers to the Talmid Chachomim, the people who are learning Torah, the people who are struggling with Torah, the people who are preparing the Torah, they are the people who really adorn the Torah. This adornment is possible to do by a single individual, by a single person. Therefore, when it's talking about the adornment, it's written in the singular. But the actual performance of the mitzvahs, that could only be done by a collectivity of people. Therefore, it's written also that they should make in the plural. You could add to the words of the Ruach HaKodesh and explain also that since the verses after the first one are talking about adornment of the ark and how to carry the ark, adornment of mitzvahs and beautification and honoring of mitzvahs could be done by somebody who is not obligated to do that mitzvah over the mitzvah that is done by somebody else. Meaning, for example, a woman could beautify and make a nice sukkah even though she is not responsible to sit in the sukkah. That means that she is beautifying and honoring the mitzvah that is obligated on somebody else, even though she herself is not obligated. We could also honor and beautify the mitzvah that a kohen is obligated, even though we are not obligated. Therefore, when it's coming to beautify the mitzvah, the Torah writes down the singular because it's possible for every single Jew to beautify and honor all 630 mitzvahs. But if it's talking about making the mitzvah itself, that's impossible for a single Jew to perform. You're required to have all Jews together. Therefore, in regards to making the ark, it's written the also in the plural. The second answer of the Ruach HaKodesh is based on the Pasuk in Devarim, Parshas Ekev, chapter 10, verse number 1. The Pasuk there is talking about the sin of the golden calf, and then Moshe Rabbeinu says that after the Jewish people did the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain for 40 days and he prayed for the Jewish people. And afterwards, Hashem accepted Moshe Rabbeinu's prayer as evidence by this Pasuk that we're just going to mention. The Pasuk says, Bo Esahi Omer Hashem Elai. At that moment Hashem said to me, Psal Lecha Shnei Luchos Avonim Korishonim, carve out two stones as the first ones, Vale Elai Ha'ara, and you should go up to me in the mountain, Vosisa Lecha Aroin Eitz, and make for yourself an ark of wood. Meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded, before he even went up with the second tablets, he was commanded to make an ark of wood in order that when he comes down, he'll have a place to put those second tablets. Besides the Oren, the ark described in our parsha, which was part of the Mishkan, which was done by Bezalel, Moshe Rabbeinu received a separate commandment that until Bezalel's ark becomes finished, that Moshe Rabbeinu should make an ark in which to deposit the luchas, the tablets. Because the chronology is the following. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the second tablets on Rosh Chodesh Elul, that is when Pasuk number 1 in chapter 10 of Dvorim took effect, Bo'esahi in that time, that is Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he came down with the second tablets on Yom Kippur. The day after Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the Jewish people and told them about making the tabernacle, told them about donating the gold, the silver, and the other materials, as it's written in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel. And afterwards, the Jewish people donated, and then the work started. We really don't know for sure exactly when the Oren was finished, but it was definitely later than that. And up to that point, the tablets would have had no place to be put. Therefore, Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu, before he went up the mountain with the second tablets that he chiseled out from under his tent, that he should make an ark of wood. As a matter of fact, in Pasuk number 3 of Devarim chapter 10, there the Pasuk says, Vo'as aroin atzeh shittim, I made an ark of shittim wood, ve'efsol shnei luchos avonim korishoinim, and I chiseled out 2 tablets of stone like the first ones, Vo'al ahoro ushnei aluchos bayadi, and I went up to the mountain with the 2 tablets in my hand. Meaning, Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain in Rosh Chodesh Elul after he already made the ark, because as soon as he came down the mountain, he had to deposit those tablets with the words that Hashem wrote in them in the ark. According to this, the Racham HaKodesh says the following, that if the Torah would have written down here, V'asiso, you should make Aroin Atzei Shittim, in the singular, Moshe Rabbeinu could have thought 2 things. Either he could have thought that Hashem is referring now to that Aroin that Hashem is later going to command Moshe Rabbeinu to make after the Jewish people do the sin of the golden calf, meaning that according to the Ramban and according to the Zohar, Hashem was going to command us to make a tabernacle regardless if we sinned in the golden calf or not. And according to the Ramban, Parshas Truma and Tetzaveh were given to Moshe Rabbeinu in the first 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain. That means that even before the Jewish people did the golden calf, Hashem already commanded us to make an ark. Then the Rachaim HaKodesh says that had Hashem said, Ve'asiso, you should make in the singular, Moshe Rabbeinu could have thought that Hashem is referring to the Aron that is later going to command Moshe Rabbeinu to do. That Aron that's written in Parshas Ekev, that's going to be a temporary place for the tablets. Or, according to the opinion of Rashi, that Rashi holds that the commandment to build the tabernacle came only after the sin of the golden calf, then Moshe Rabbeinu could have thought that in the same way that he built the first ark, the one written in Parshas Ekev, so too, if Hashem would have said Vasiso in the singular, Moshe Rabbeinu would have understood that he himself has to now build a new ark, and that ark he has to cover with gold inside and outside. Therefore, Hashem changed the language and said Vasu in the plural, which definitely means that besides Moshe Rabbeinu, somebody else has to do the ark. Like that, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Hashem is not referring to that ark that he commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to do before he went up for the second tablets, because that ark Hashem wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to do by himself. Therefore, by Hashem changing the language and saying Ve'asu, they should make in the plural, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that now we are discussing a new ark, not the original one, And he also understood that this ark, he doesn't have to make it by himself, because it's in the plural. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu designated for the making of this ark Bezalel, who was a messenger of the people. And Moshe Rabbeinu did not do this ark by himself. We'll now continue with Pasuk number 11, which we mentioned before, but now we are going to analyze this Pasuk deeper. The Pasuk says, V'tzipisa oisoi, that you should cover it, meaning cover the Aron, the ark made of the shittim wood. You should cover it, zav toir, pure gold, mibais umibachutz tetzapenu, inside and outside, you should cover it. V'asisa olav zeir zav saviv, you should put on top of it a crown of gold all the way around. The first question that we are going to ask is, why does the Torah say covering it two times? Meaning, the Torah could have just written down, V'tzipisa oisav zav tor mibais umibachutz, that you should cover it with pure gold inside and outside. Why does the Torah have to write down tetzapenu, that you should cover it again after you write down that you should cover it inside outside? Rashi, quoting the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis, Amud Beis 72b, says that Bezalel made three boxes, meaning that Bezalel read this pasuk, and because he read this pasuk, he decided to make three separate boxes. He made one big box of gold, one smaller box of wood, atzei shittim, and another smaller box of gold. He put one box inside the other, that it ended up being that the atzei shittim, the wooden box, which was the middle box, was covered inside and outside with gold. And this is important because when you read the pasuk, you may have thought that you should take the wood and plate the wood with gold, meaning you smear gold plate on top, and like that you'll be able to cover the inside and outside with gold. Rashi says that this is not the way it was done, that it was done by making three separate boxes and inserting one box inside the other, and like that it was covered inside and outside with gold. Rashi continues and says that the upper lip, which is now exposed, meaning when you put one box inside the other, the top of the boxes are not covered, because otherwise you can't insert one box on top of the other. Rashi says that the top of the boxes, after they were inserted one in the other, was covered with gold. The Sifsei Chachamim wants to find out, how did Bezalel know that this is the proper way to make the Aron, to make the ark? Maybe the proper way to make the ark is to take the box of wood and plate it with gold. How did Bezalel know that he's required to make three separate boxes? The Sifsei Chachamim explains that Bezalel understood that from the pasuk, because since the pasuk writes down two times the word that you should cover it, then Bezalel understood that he has to make an action that requires you to cover it two times. Meaning, if you're just plating something, then you don't require to cover it two times. You just plate it everywhere. Automatically, that item that you're plating is covered inside and outside with gold. But when you make three boxes, then you can't not cover the top of the boxes, because if you cover the top of the boxes first, you won't be able to insert them one inside the other, and only afterwards you could cover the lip of the boxes. Therefore, says the Sifsei Chachamim, from the fact that Hashem wrote in the pasuk two times the word covering, he understood that you have to cover it two times, and the only way that you have to have a requirement to cover it two times is if you make three boxes, you insert one box inside the other. Automatically you made an action to covering the first box, but you haven't completed the action until you cover again by making a covering on the lip. Then the Sifsei Chachamim gives a different answer, which is actually his first answer, And he quotes a Medrash that is brought also by Rabbeinu Bechaya, which the Medrash says that if you are going to look at the portion of the commandment of making the ark, you'll find that all the letters of the Aleph Beis of the Hebrew alphabet are represented in this portion, besides one letter that is not represented, and that is the letter Gimel. Meaning that since we are discussing here about making the ark, and the ark has the Torah, it is only proper that all the letters of the Torah should be represented in this portion of making of the ark. But yet, there is only one letter missing, and that is the letter Gimel. Therefore, Bezalel understood that the Gimel is not there, because Gimel is numerical value 3, and Hashem didn't feel necessary to write the Gimel, because the boxes itself, the ark itself, represent the Gimel. They represent the 3. Therefore, the only way that the ark could represent the 3, Bezalel understood, is if he makes 3 boxes. From the fact that the Gimel is missing, Bezalel understood that the Gimel has to be represented somehow. Therefore, Bezalel decided to make 3 boxes. Sefer Pardas Yosef learns from the fact that Bezalel made 3 boxes, and by making 3 boxes, it is considered as he covered the middle box, even though he didn't smear on the middle box. Sefer Pardas Yosef learns from that what is written in Shulchan Aruch Orech Chaim, Hilchos Tefillin, the laws of Tefillin, Simen Lamed Beis, 32, Sif Mem Ches, 48, that Tzipo Abatim Bezav Psulim, that if you cover the boxes of Tefillin with gold, is possible, it's not kosher. It's not only if you smear gold on the boxes that's not kosher, but even if you leave the box of Tefillin intact, and you put another box of gold on top of that box of the tefillin, where the box of the tefillin did not change in any way, nonetheless, it is considered as you'd have covered the box of tefillin, and therefore, it would not be kosher to wear it. Furthermore, he adds that those who have a custom that they put the little plastic box on top of the tefillin shalyad, in order to protect it when you put your shirt or your coat over it, so you shouldn't scratch the square of the tefillin shalyad, but nonetheless, since you are putting a plastic cover or a cardboard cover on top of the tefillin shalyad, and technically when you put a cover over something that is considered as you covered it, and in the same way that if you covered with gold, it wouldn't be kosher, so too, if you cover the tefillin shalyad with the plastic to protect it, it would also not be kosher. Therefore, he says that a person should not cover his tefillin with the plastic or the little box that comes with it in order to protect the corners of your tefillin, because that is considered as you are covering your tefillin, as we see from here, that when you make another box on top, it's considered as you're covering the first one, and therefore it theoretically would not be kosher. The Mizrahi brings a question that Rav Avrom ben Azariah asked regarding this aroinos that Bezalel did. And he asks, why did Hashem make it that you should put a wooden box in between them? And he explains, I understand the other vessels of the Mishkan that had covering of gold, that they required to have the wood in order for the gold to have support, because the gold cannot hang by itself unless you have the wood. The wood provided the gold with support. But since Bezalel already made 3 boxes and one box was completely of gold, then why was it required to have wood in the middle? And specifically, according to the opinion that the thickness of those boxes were a tefach, then for sure they could stand on their own because they are so thick, then why was it required to have the wood between them? The Mizrahi answers this based on the Medrash Tanchuma, which the Medrash Tanchuma says that we see also that the Luchos, the tablets, and the Shivri Luchos, and the broken tablets, were also in the Orn, they're also in the Ark, which means that Hashem wanted to make sure that you remember that there is something lowly in the middle of this gold, that you should give honor for that lowly things. Therefore, the Medrash Tanhuma says, you'll honor the children of the poor people, even though they don't have the gold and they are just wood, because from them it's also going to come out Torah. Don't think the Torah will only come out of gold, only of the rich people who could afford it. The Torah will come out also from the poor people who are considered just as the wood in the middle, since those poor people sacrifice and they give all they have in order for the children to learn Torah. Then Hashem values their sacrifice and Hashem gives them Torah. Therefore Hashem honors them too. And you also have to honor. Meaning that Hashem specifically put a lowly quality material inside those two golden boxes, that you should know that you have to honor even the lowly people, because they also have Torah. In the wood, there is Torah too. Then the Mizrahi gives a second answer, and he says that based on the Mechilta, which the Mechilta says that the Atzei Shittim are representative of the Torah, because the verse says, Eitz Chaim Hi Lamach Zikim Ba, that the Torah is a tree of life for those who hold on to it. And that is in Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 18. And since the verse also brings down in Tehillim chapter 19 that Hanachmadi Mizav Imi Pozrov, that the words of Torah are more desirable than gold and even fine gold, therefore Hashem saw fitting to cover the Torah, which is Eitz Chaim Hi, which is the wood, with the gold, to show that it is more desirable than gold. The Maharal in Guraria says almost the same thing, and he continues though, and he says that since the Torah is considered Eitz Chaim, a tree of life, therefore Hashem put the Torah, which is Eitz, in the middle, which is the center. But also he continues that since the verb in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 16 says, Oirech yamim bimina, length of days are on your right side, Bismoila oisher vechovet, and in the left side there is going to be wealth and honor. And since the length of days that the pasuk is referring, it's referring to the days of Olam Haba, of the world to come, which is eternal. Therefore, since the Torah is eternal and Olam Haba is eternal, but Olam Haba is something that is not disclosed to people, people don't see the world to come, therefore Hashem chose to hide the Torah, which is eternal, which represents the world to come, which is also eternal, within two layers of gold. And the reason that he chose specifically the gold to be the exposed part of the Arn, which signifies the Torah, is because since it's written Uvismoila in the left side, Oisher vechavoit, wealth and honor, and usually when a person has gold, he has wealth and honor. Therefore Hashem chose to expose the wealth and honor of the Torah, but hide the essence of the Torah, which is Oirech Yamim, which is the length of days, referring to the world to come, because that is eternal in the same way that the Torah is eternal. Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen explains the idea why Hashem told us to make it with Atzei Shittim, with the wood of Shittim, is based on the same reason why the Mizbeach was made from Atzei Shittim. The Medrash Tanhuma in this Parsha, Siman Yud, says that the Mizbeach was done of Atzei Shittim, of Shittim wood, because Yavou Atzei Shittim, that let the Atzei Shittim come on the Mizbeach, Veichapru al Shtusam, and they forgive on the stupidity of the Jewish people. Because the word Shittim is close to the word shoteh, which means a fool. Therefore, the Midrash plays with the word and says that let the shittim would come and atone for those who are foolish. Like the Gemara in Bechoyres, Daf Hei Amet Beis brings down that Rab Chanina asked Rab Elezer what is the meaning of the verse written in chapter 25 of Bamidbar, verse number 1, Vayeshev Israel Bashitim, that the Jewish people dwelled in Shittim. What is the meaning of the word Shittim, that the Jewish people dwelled? And Rab Elezer says that Shittim is just the name of a place, but Rab Yeshua says that it's called Shittim because they were involved bedivrei shtus in foolish things. As a matter of fact, right after they dwell in Shittim, because they were involved in these foolish things, they ended up having immorality, and eventually they did the idolatry of Peor. Rav Tzadik HaKohen brings also the Gemara in Soita, Dav Gimel Amad Aleph, where the Gemara there says, what is the meaning that's written in the Pasuk in Parshas Nasoi, Bamidbar, chapter 5, verse number 12, where the Pasuk says there, Daber Ebnei Israel, tell the Jewish people, Vomartu Aleihem, and should tell them, Ish ki sister ishtoi, any man whose wife will go astray, Imoala boimal, and she'll commit treachery with him. And there we are discussing a woman who is suspected of being immoral and committing adultery. And the Gemara asks, why is it written ki sister with a sin, when normally a sota is written with a samach? The Gemara explains that the reason it's written the word ki sister with a sin is because that is the same letters as the words shoita, fool. And since Ein Adam Choita, a person does not sin, Elim Kein Nechnas Boy Ruach Shtus, only if a spirit of foolishness went into him. Therefore, to emphasize this point, the Torah writes down Kisiste Ishtoi with a sin, to emphasize that the reason that she committed immorality is because a spirit of foolishness went inside her. And Rab Tzadik HaKohen explains that the spirit of foolishness that we are talking in these cases are the spirit of foolishness of immorality, meaning that desire this person has for immorality. And he says that the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph 52a, brings down that the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, likes to start up with the Jewish people. And Abaye adds that the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, likes to start up mostly with Torah scholars, because Torah scholars present the Yetzer Hara with a greater challenge. Therefore, the Yetzer Hara likes to start with them in order to give them this challenge, because we have the rule, Kol HaGadol Mechaveroi, Yitzro Gadol Imenu, anybody who is greater than his fellow, his Yetzer Hara is greater. Therefore, the Gemara says that the evil inclination likes to start up with Torah scholars. Therefore, says Rab Tzadik HaKohen, that Hashem is telling you through the fact that He told us to make the Ark of Atzei Shittim, that there is an easy way for you to be able to overcome that Yetzer Hara of Shittim. How? Since we mentioned previously that the verse says, Eitz Chaim Hi L'Machzikim Bo, that the Torah is a tree of life for those who hold on to it. Therefore, says Rab Tzadik HaKohen, the Torah is emphasizing that if you use the Atzei, the wood of the Torah, then you are able to push away the Shittim, you are able to push away the evil inclination of immorality. And he explains that if you channel your desire for Torah learning, your desire to understand and get to a higher level in Torah learning, then automatically the other desire that the evil inclination wants to bring you for immorality will fall off. Therefore, specifically Hashem chose Atzei Shittim, Shittim wood, to be the center of the Ark, because Hashem wanted to teach us that through the Atzei Shittim, through the wood of Torah, you are able to push away the evil inclination of immorality. The Beis Halevi also explains that the Atzei Shittim signifies the Torah scholar, and he explains that the torus color you are required to cover with gold inside and outside, which means that it's up to the community to make sure that the torus colors are taken care of inside, which is inside the house, mibayis, in the house, in mechutz, outside, meaning that outside, when he goes in the street, that everybody has to know that he is well taken care of. Because a lot of times people give to the Torah scholar enough funds that he should barely make a living inside, but outside for sure he cannot afford to be like the other people because he doesn't have the money. Therefore the Beis Halev explains Hashem made sure that the ark is covered inside and outside with gold to teach you that it's your responsibility to make sure that the Torah scholar has got parnasa inside the house and he also has nice clothes to go outside the house. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Beis 72 explains that the reason that the Oren, the Ark, was covered in gold inside and outside is to teach you that a Torah scholar, which signifies by the wood, has to be golden inside and outside, meaning the Torah scholar has to behave properly inside the house, meaning within his personal service with Hashem, and also outside, which means when he deals with the people outside. Mefarshim ask if that is the whole idea of having the Aron covered with gold inside and outside, why didn't Bezalel just make one box of gold, meaning a solid box of gold, which is automatically golden inside and golden outside? Then I would know that a Torah scholar has to be golden inside and outside. Mefarshim answer that had he done only one box, I wouldn't know what is more important. Maybe the box was only done for the outside, or maybe the box was done for the inside. Therefore, there was no choice. You had to make two boxes. You had to make a smaller box for the inside and an outside box for the outside, for you to learn that a person should be golden inside and outside. But they ask, then why do you need to have the wood in the middle? The simple answer is that the wood signifies the Talmud Chacham, the Torah scholar, as we mentioned from the word eitz, which signifies as a Torah scholar. But the other answer that I heard is that Hashem was worried that if this Torah scholar holds himself to be golden inside and golden outside, that may get them to become haughty. Therefore, Hashem made sure to put the wood in the middle to show that even though he's golden inside and golden outside, he should still behave and feel like he's only wood, he's only the wood that's in the middle. And therefore, he won't be haughty, and if he's not haughty, he'll be able to merit to learn more Torah. The Kliyokor explains the idea of the wood in the same way as the Medrash explains from the verse Eitz Chayim Hi Lamachzikim Ba, that the wood is a tree of life for those who hold on to it. But he makes a point to say that the Pasuk says Eitz Chayim Hi Lamachzikim Ba, for those who give chizuk, for those who support it, meaning those who support the Torah, that the Torah becomes a tree of life. Therefore, he explains, since everybody could support the Torah, and by supporting the Torah, those people who support it will have a portion in the Torah, as the partnership with Yisachar in Zvolun, where Zvolun went to work and supported Yisachar who stayed and learned. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Eitz Chaim Hi Lamachzikim Ba, that it becomes a tree of life for those who support it, for those who hold on to it. Therefore, he says, since everybody could support the Torah, it's written Ve'asu Aron Atzei Shittim, that you should make a Aron of wood Shittim in the plural, because everybody has the capability and the privilege and the ability to support Torah. Therefore, the making of the Aron Atzei Shittim is written in the plural. And the Kliyokor continues and says that the covering of the Aron signifies the learning that the Talmud Chacham has, and he has to cover it with gold inside and outside, which the inside refers to the hidden Torah that this Talmid Chacham, this scholar, has to learn, and outside refers to the revealed Torah, which this scholar has to teach others. But since not everybody has the ability to learn and teach, therefore it's written in the singular. But the pisa oisa zav tor, they should cover in gold inside and outside, which means that this scholar should learn Torah inside, which is the hidden Torah, and outside, which is the revealed Torah. And since not everybody has the ability of being a Torah scholar, therefore it's written in the singular and not in the plural. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should all have the ability to support Torah and to learn Torah. Like that we'll merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuild, b'mhera b'yomeinu, Amen.